Victor Wembanyama takeover. How soon? And is it really his league to take? Chris Paul and Steph Curry, they have history, they have a future now. And the game of the night last night, how LSU beat Wake Forest. It's the legend of Tommy Tanks. And when your name is Tommy Tanks, you're already a legend. Let's go. This is like adding to the legend. This is like a legend factory where they're not only just making legends, the actual factory is made out of legends to begin with.
What are you saying?
Chris Paul to Golden State is where we start. Paul and Curry have history, now they have a future, and maybe how they fit together. The review of this is all over the place. Some think, well, seniors night for Golden State, this will never work. Others think maybe they're light years ahead. Basketball IQ could win here in the end. This is significant because it's a year after the Jordan Poole extension and commitment, but 8 months after the punch and how that spiraled everything out and a move, the first move made by new GM Mike Dunleavy Jr. days after he said he was committed to Poole. Ramona Shelburne, so great to have you here for this. Do you like this move and what did Golden State just do to this championship window?
Well, on the surface, it looks like Golden State got older, slower, and shorter.
It does look like that. It looks exactly like that.
But I actually like this because they also created a way for them to keep the core together. And I think what we saw last year in the playoffs is that the Warriors championship core is Steph, Klay, and Draymond. This idea of being able to hand the baton to Jordan Poole and Kuminga and James Wiseman, it's not happening. James Wiseman's not even there anymore. Jonathan Kuminga didn't get off the bench in the playoffs. And so just double down on your existing core. Give Steph Curry as much time as you can and as much around him to try to win. And $30 million comes off the books next year if they don't bring Chris Paul back. And so this is a get out of jail on the Jordan Poole contract, which was already looking very
good. Kevin Blackstone, you're shaking your head. No.
Well, I mean, I just don't know how this helps them in the long run. This is only a short-term effort to pry open a window that is really, I think, already closed. I mean, what you lost in Jordan Poole was not only your future and not only 20 points a game, but obviously you didn't have trust in the fact that the more you gave him the ball, the more he turned it over, the less assists that he had. He's a shoot-first, score-first point guard and not a guy who necessarily runs the show. And so in Chris Paul, you get a guy who doesn't turn the ball over. He has a PhD in basketball management. He's not going to score as much. He's going to distribute it a lot more. And so you have that comfort level in a real professional. But does that get you by Denver? I don't think so.
Emily Kaplan on the move, whether you like it or not, and what it does to this contending window Golden State has.
It was inevitable. Jordan Poole had to go. One part because of that locker room stuff, but also because of the money, because of the new CBA that takes in effect July 1st. The Warriors were going to get absolutely crushed by their salary cap and luxury taxes. And so you bring in Chris Paul and you basically, your window doesn't change because, like Ramona said, you're reaffirming these are the guys that we believe are the center of our team. And now you can bring Brett Draymond and you can sign Klay to that extension. Now, everyone's like, how is Chris Paul going to fit in? Well, it's not Chris Paul of like 10, 15 years ago. He's different. He's a more reserved player. So you don't have to worry about, oh, can we handle all these three guys handling the ball, three guys who want to be the primary ball handler? Steve Kerr can figure that out. And the other thing about Chris Paul is he's adaptable. This is the sixth time he's been traded. He's a really likable guy. I think he's going to fit in this locker room just fine.
Likeable? Well, Draymond and Chris Paul do have a history. I mean, I would say everybody, no, but I mean, the amount of...
Me and Woody have a history.
Okay.
We can get along.
Woody Page, how about you?
Emily, of course he's been adaptable. That's why it keeps being traded. They go, he didn't adapt to our system, so we're going to send him somewhere else.
That's exactly what's going on here.
And Ramona, you were half right, half wrong. On this show, when Kevin and I are on it, we are older and slower and worse. And that's exactly what's happened to the Warriors. This is a terrible deal. The dynasty has died if they think that Chris Paul's going to come in there and make a big difference. Last season, during the course of the season, the Warriors had the sixth fastest pace on offense in the league. Guess what? Chris Paul was involved in the sixth slowest pace in the league. You think he's coming off the bench when he's been a starter for his entire career and he's going to speed up the pace for the Warriors?
No, Ramona, please respond to the very good points Woody made.
Look, Woody, Kevin, you guys have aged very gracefully on this show, and that's what the Warriors are trying to do too. Steph Curry's 35, you guys. Gracefully. I know he looks like he's 12 still, but he's 35.
But do NBA teams?
You don't play as fast as you.
Are they allowed to age gracefully? Do dynasties?
Yeah, you just don't play
age gracefully, or do they just end? You know, that's the question we're going to see play out in real time, maybe next year, or maybe not.
Yeah.
Kevin, you were ready to throw a parade for the Washington Wizards just over there last week. Please, you've got 10 seconds.
Let's do it. It's so good to be back in the association. My goodness, this team was one of the losingest teams of the last 15 years, taking other people's parts and trying to put together a winner. Did not work. So thank goodness they've got a new three-headed front office management to decide to drop a bomb on this thing and bring it down.
They dropped a bomb. Did they get better or did they get funnier is the question I would ask. But we're going to wait for another time to answer that. We'll move on. Kristaps Porzingis to Boston and Marcus Smart to Memphis. This trade fascinating as well. Two teams that think they're close. Celtics, finals 2 years ago, game away last year, and now changing their starting lineup and part of their DNA, and enter Porzingis. Unicorn, or former unicorn, depending on your view. Ramona, back to you again. What did the Celtics just do, and are they better now?
I don't think they're better. I think this is a real study in taking the heart and soul off a team. Losing Marcus Smart is a really big hole for the Celtics staff to fill. And I know they looked at their roster and said, we have too many guards. We need to add some bigs. Porzingis is a big, but he's really a shooter. He's not a rim protector. Remember back when he had to get taken off the court for Boban Marjanovic to protect the rim against the Clippers? I mean, that's not really adding a big here. This is just adding a big who can shoot. And so I don't know if I like this for
Woody
Boston.
Woody Page.
Yeah, adding a big tub is what they're adding. Once again, I have to be the truth of reasoning here by saying this is not a good deal for the Boston Celtics. Williams, if he could stay healthy, would be the guy in the middle that they could depend on all the time. Horford's getting older, and you bring in Porzingis, who really hasn't been – he had a good season, I'll give you that. But he hasn't been a dominant player since he came into the league. Not at all. He's just going to fill up space. Marcus Smart's going to go to Memphis and be the mature voice there and maybe the guy that turns Morant around. I don't know any way you can take the heart of the Celtics, just rip it out like in an Indiana Jones movie.
Emily Kaplan, I like the reference. Yeah, Temple of Doom.
I like the reference too. Look, okay, if you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals at least in five of the last seven seasons, you feel like you're stagnant and you need to do something to shake things up. This shakes things up, right? Like, I love Marcus Smart as a player, I really do, but they probably traded him just as his decline was coming. And Kristaps Porzingis, you're breaking a gamble, an injury-prone player for a team with a lot of injury concerns, but it's just 1 year. See if it works out. He's going to take a lot of pressure off of Tatum and Brown. He's going to really open things up for them. It's a 7'3" guy who's super efficient last year, who's shooting nearly 40% from three. You can't leave him open on the three-point line. I really like this as a risk, and I think more teams should do things like this.
Kevin Blackstone.
The question is where is the overestimation in this deal? Are you overestimating what Porzingis did last year for the first time in his career? He had his best career because he stayed healthy the longest, or are you overestimating underestimating what Marcus Smart meant to your team? I mean, he was the glue. He was the soul of that franchise. He was the guy that made it happen. He was the tough guy. And now he's gone. And so who's going to fill that role for him? It's not going to be Porzingis. Is it going to be Tatum? People have criticized him for not necessarily being a leader. Is it going to be Jalen Brown? Maybe. We'll see
Ramona, you want to address that real quick,
he's been
please.
Concerned about getting out of there.
Yeah. I mean, you know what the Celtics did all last year when Joe Mazzulla took over is they chose offense over defense. That's what they did again in this trade. They just traded a defensive player of the year to Memphis to play with another defensive player of the year and got back Kristaps Porzingis, who does not play a lot of defense.
From Memphis' perspective, we heard from Woody on the injection of Marcus Smart. Kevin, do you think Memphis levels up here with Marcus Smart now on roster?
Oh, absolutely. I agree totally with what Woody said. I mean, this is a team where you've questioned their maturity. You got rid of a guy who you thought was a problem, who was a defensive guy primarily, and you bring in a guy who is not that problem. And you bring in a guy who is not fake tough. I mean, this is a guy who grew up in a tough part of Dallas. He knows what it's like to be, you know, to be tough. He was a McDonald's All-America. He was a star at Oklahoma State. He's been a star in this league. He adjusts his game, and he's a leader. And that's exactly what the Grizz need.
When you're talking about meshing personalities, Ramona, can I ask you from that perspective first, just as much as on the basketball level?
I mean, you could not have drawn up a better person for the Memphis Grizzlies to go get than Marcus Smart. You know, I thought they were going to have to get a veteran. Are they going to have somebody in their late 30s to come in and put their arm around Ja Morant and say, this is how we do things here? But they just got a guy in his prime who is a former Defensive Player of the Year who will have credibility with him from day one. That was a home run for Memphis.
Mm-hmm. There's our horn. We'll take a break right here. Coming up, we'll break down the draft. But let's just tease it with a little draft fashion. Are you guys still about draft fashion, or you moved on from clothes like I have? Here's my question. Would you rather trust your franchise to Grady Dick in the red sequins he said was from Wizard of Oz, or Scoot Henderson in the bejeweled suit, or Kobe Bufkin because he went shirtless under his jacket? Ramona?
Ooh, I mean, I go with Scoot on the court, but off the court, it's not often that you get an outfit that both Kim Mulkey and Prince would wear, and you did it better.
Grady Dick, you're talking about.
Wow.
Yes. Woody, anything here?
Yeah, except the players were just not in the same world as Stephen A. Smith. He looks pretty.
Emily Kaplan?
I can't believe I'm saying going off the board, but Wembanyama, he looks super classy, super French, and he said he wore green in that necklace because it reminded me of an alien. Imagine the confidence to say, I like aliens.
Kevin Blackstone.
Oh, the Twins, give them some love to Warair Boswell, one of the new leading bespoke designers in the NBA, black designer out of L.A. I love
Wow, that is going deep here. News.
Look at you.
Woody, you referenced Indiana Jones before. You should wear a fedora. That could be a fashion move for you. You could pull off that look. We'll be back.
Someone wants to buy me some Louis Vuitton.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. Passion,
drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Victor Wembanyama's moment. He called it a dream come true. And now the fun starts. San Antonio again, an epicenter for the NBA. Could Wembanyama be the next Robinson or Duncan? It's ludicrous that the hype and the ceiling may be higher than that. And how long might it take? Number two, Brandon Miller, Charlotte, Hugo the Hornet. You good? Scoot Henderson, 3 to Portland. Amen Thompson, 4 to Houston. Oscar Thompson, 5 to Detroit. Momo, your takeaway from that top 5 last night.
Oh, I'm so excited for the Wembanyama era to begin in San Antonio. In like three years, okay? This isn't LeBron when he scored 26 points and played 42 minutes in his
okay.
first game. Wembanyama is 19, and he just turned 19 in January. He shot 27% from three this year. Let's pump the brakes on how soon he's going to take over.
Well, that's news. Because, you know, everybody after a draft is riding on a high, and it's understandable. But for the unanswerable question, how soon? You're saying 3 years for Wembanyama to really make his name. Woody Page, I'll go to you. What do you think of that?
No, I don't believe that. I think it'll only take this first rookie season. With the coach he has and the ability of that organization to pull people together, I think they're going to be a terror right away. But I was really interested in how the Hornets forced that second pick. They didn't go after the best player. They went after a need, and I think that's always a mistake. I think Portland really got in Henderson someone that will keep Leonard there and that they can combine as
Emily Kaplan
backcourt.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm with Woody. I love what Portland did. Like, all year we've been hearing Scoot Henderson's the number two pick. And most years he would be number one. When the team above you makes a strange choice like that, you have to go for the best player available. And I know that Dame says, I don't want to play with teenagers anymore, but he doesn't have as much as leverage in a trade as he thinks. You get the best player available, and then you figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Blackstone.
You know, I'm a little surprised that the Detroit Pistons participated in the draft yet again with that number five pick. You know, Troy Weaver's done a great job out there assembling a lot of young talent. They got a lot of young talent. What he should have done is traded that number five pick for someone who was sparkling in his eye, DeAndre Ayton, and bring a defensive force to all that offensive firepower he's got up there.
Ramon, I want to go back to you on the two and three of this draft.
Yeah. Look, Scoot is a great player, but there's this talk like Dame Lillard has been at all the workouts and he's in touch with Scoot. And now, he happened to work out in the mornings when people were there, but this idea that he's really excited to add another, to go young and add another teenager. No, he wants them to make the team better. He wants to win. He's getting older, and I think they're playing with fire here, trying to have it both
ways. But did Charlotte at number two go for need, or do you think Miller could be the better player?
I
mean, is that an...
I actually think I know a lot of personnel people who really like Brandon Miller, but I think Charlotte, in terms of, they don't need another teenager either. They have a young group that played really well after the trade deadline. LaMelo Ball's going to be back. I would have traded that pick.
Here's the thing. When you get draft players, they're typically young. That's what usually happens when you draft players. Hugo the Hornets reaction, though. What did Hugo know? And when did Hugo know? We'll move on. Game of the night, Wake Forest LSU. Here we go. That somebody had to go home after this game is cruel. Wake thought they had something in the eighth inning. That is an all-time play from all parties involved to keep it scoreless. So we go to the 10th, and here we are. In the 11th now, still 0-0, when Tommy White becomes a legend. And you already know Tommy White because he's Tommy Tanks, who had one of the great freshman seasons of all time when he was at NC State, but now he's at LSU, and that walk-off two-run home run sending the Tigers to the final. LSU Florida starts tomorrow, but first, after that instant classic and on Tommy Tanks, Woody, what did we just witness?
Tanks for the memory would be my first thought. The way that LSU has played and they beat up on give me some break here. The way they beat up on my Vols all season long, you could tell it's a great team. They got two guys that are going to be in the top 10 in the Major League draft. So, I mean, this team's pitching staff is going to create real problems for the Gators.
Emily Kaplan.
You have an incredibly hyped pitching duel, two projected top 15 picks, and they saw on short rest, and they somehow exceeded it 0-0 into the 11th inning with aluminum bats. That's insane. I went to the bullpen. I called up Mike Monaco. He's been in Monaco, he's been in Omaha calling these games. Mike Monaco deserves his own city. He's incredible. You should both listen to the play-by-play. And he says Florida's lined up perfectly because all of their starting pitchers are on great rest because they've been off since Wednesday, so that's the storyline to follow.
Devin Blackstone.
Yeah, but the thing about the Tigers, they got the player of the year, they got the pitcher of the year, who won't pitch ostensibly the first two games, but he would be there for game number three. And the rest of their pitchers have been outstanding. I mean, what, they'd lose one game during this playoff run right now? I mean, these guys are smoking.
Must win game, and that's how they get to the final.
Did it.
But also, what we just witnessed was a walk-off home run to get there, Ramona Shelburne.
I mean, the walk-off home run is what you're going to show because you like offensive highlights. But, oh, my gosh, the play at first with the squeeze
ball. All right.
Like, that to me is up there. Like, this is a ridiculous. Derek Jeter on that play where he turns, that the iconic Derek Jeter play. That flip is so hard off a bunt. And then the tag.
All right. I'll give you points for that.
Unbelievable.
Tommy Tanks, though. Woo! Come on now. He's like Mike Napoli brought back to life here in the finals. We'll thank Emily Kaplan and Kevin Blackstone for the time. Ramona Shelburne, Woody Page, showdown next.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by the Lexus NX. Welcome to the next level. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Ramona, Woody, good luck in showdown. The best team in baseball is benching their best player. Tampa Bay Rays sitting Wander Franco down for two games. Here's what manager Kevin Cash told the Tampa Bay Times, that it's due to the way he handles his frustrations and not being a better teammate. Franco, I mean, he's going to be a Ray for life. He's 11 years, $180 million deal is what he signed. Do you think a benching like that is a helpful thing or a hurtful thing in their relationship, Ramona?
I think it's a really helpful thing. I would think the Dodgers wish they could do that with Yasiel Puig if they could go back again in time.
Okay.
Ramona, it's harmful. You've got the best team in baseball. You've got a great player. Why don't you just handle it in-house instead of benching him? How about sitting him down like my father would do with me?
I'm sure they have, yeah. And it's not working.
Point, Ramona Shelburne. Showdown two. We have an 11-game winning streak versus an 8-game winning streak this weekend. You don't get that often. Cincy putting the big one on the line versus Atlanta. Woody, can the Reds keep it going tonight? Can they keep it going all weekend? How important is this series for Cincinnati?
Yes, of course they can. When they bring back Votto and the youngsters they have, De La Cruz, the fastest man in baseball, after watching them just drum the Rockies over the weekend, sure, I think they can keep it alive.
Ramona Shelburne?
You know, they already did this once, and the Braves swept them. Everything was a one-run game, but I think Atlanta is the team you got to knock off. Cincinnati's had a nice run, but Atlanta wins this series.
Mm-hmm. I'll give the point to Woody just to make this interesting. Going into Showdown 3, I just saw this story on ESPN.com. I want to get your take on it. It's about the Ocean Race, which is a six-month round the world, some might say around the horn, sailing race, interrupted by orcas. And now this is near and dear to a story we did in FaceTime last week. The Dutch yacht was in the Strait of Gibraltar and was rammed by the orcas. And here's video. Last week, an article in The Atlantic had the gall to question these magnificent beasts, nature's smartest and best dressed. Ramona, I ask again, whose side are you on, the orcas or the boats?
I mean, I think I'm on the boat side now. The orcas are getting too good at this. This is happening a lot now, and they've learned, and they're teaching each other what to do.
Ramona, you have to understand this was a whale-orchestrated maneuver by the coming up to the boat, pushing it aside.
We are Team Orca on this show. There's a word for what boats do when they're around orcas. It's called trespassing. Let's go.
You know what grinds my gears is teams that keep bringing in position players to pitch in blowouts. Don't do that. Create a designated pitcher. He would pitch in the bullpen. He would pitch during the game at the end, and he'd be an extra guy on the team.
Thank you, Woody. We'll see you Monday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.